The EPA wants to use authority granted under the Clean Water Act to stop the issuance of dredge and fill permits. The move comes before the Pebble Limited Partnership has released a mine plan and before they've even filed for permits. Alaska Governor Sean Parnell labels the EPA decision as a preemptive veto of the Pebble Mine project.
What I think that does is short circuit a public process called a state permitting process. The EPA has, under NEPA and under the Clean Water Act, has the ability to be an influence and a responsibility to be an influence in the state permitting process. But exercising a preemptive veto like they have proposed doing is something that I think should not be done. I think that if they set that precedent and continue down that road, that's going to be a dangerous precedent for a lot of our country.
Governor Parnell made his comments Monday in Petersburg. Parnell has long believed the developers of the proposed Pebble Mine should be able to submit their project for permitting.
When a company applies for a state permit, that kicks off a permitting process. We're not even to that stage yet, and yet the EPA is stepping in and saying, we want to influence this now before we can even have a public permitting process. And they'll say, well, this is a public process. We're taking comment on whether we should actually have this preemptive veto. But that is that's in lieu of our state permitting process that they normally participate in. So I think their action is unwarranted, and don't think they should have done it.
The proposed Pebble Mine would sit on lands owned by the state of Alaska, and the area in question has always been open to mineral exploration and possible development. Reaction to Friday's decision by the EPA has run the gamut from outrage to full-throated support. The New York Times editorial board published an editorial Sunday claiming the Pebble Mine would gravely threaten one of the richest salmon fisheries in the world and would disrupt a delicate marine environment prized by conservationists, native tribes, and commercial fishing interests alike. In the editorial, the New York Times claimed the EPA is headed in the right direction. The Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, which represents all of the salmon drift net permit holders who fish each summer in Bristol Bay, issued a statement Monday applauding the EPA's decision. Executive Director Bob Waldrop claims it is not possible to place one of the world's largest mines atop the world's most valuable wild salmon fishery without devastating consequences. The process outlined Friday by the EPA will include a public comment period and public hearings in the Bristol Bay region. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.